بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. And alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this beautiful day in this month of Dhul-Hijjah, the remaining days of Dhul-Hijjah 1441. And inshallah soon we will, by the 20th of August, that's the time, around that particular time, we will be entering the Islamic year 1442. Well, right now we take this opportunity and we say Jazakallah khairan to Brother Hamad for his assistance as the sound engineer, and to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International, for joining us this afternoon. The program format for this afternoon, we will be commencing with the Qira'ah. For the very first time joining us on the airwaves of Radio Islam International, a very young Qari, and that is going to be Qari Ra'is Hussein from Cape Town. Thereafter, it's the Ulum al-Quran segment by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman. Then that will be followed by our lessons by our very own Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah from the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town. And for today as well, for the very first time, we will air a recording that was recorded in the 80s in the month of Dhul-Hijjah by one of the very first presenters to have presented this particular program. And I think at that particular time in Durban, it was Radio Truro, and it was the program hosted by Marhum Shafi Siddiqui Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And the recitation was by Qari Ahmad Lokat Sahib Hafizahullah in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. So that's the segments that we do have for you this afternoon. Well, going to Qari Ra'is Hussein, he's 16 years old and he has completed his hifz under Sheikh Hussein Dalvi at the age of 10 in 2014, currently in grade 11 at the Islamia College in Cape Town. Alhamdulillah, he had attained a first position in the International Qira'ah Recital Award in 2017 and 2018. MashaAllah. 2019, he participated in the Champs of Champs category as well. And currently, he's studying vocal training under the very well-known, one of the leading Qaris from Cape Town, and that is Sheikh Ismail Lont. So joining us is Qari Ra'is Hussein, Hafiz Ra'is Hussein. Hafiz Ra'is, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hafiz Ra'is, hope you're keeping well this afternoon.
Alhamdulillah, I am.
Alhamdulillah. And the weather in Cape Town, what's the weather like in Cape Town today?
It's actually very humid today.
Alhamdulillah. Hafiz Ra'is, we say Jazakallah khairan for joining us today. We're looking forward to listening to your recitation. And once again, we take this opportunity and we thank Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah for assisting us and in connecting us with yourself this afternoon. We're looking forward to your recitation, and you may begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإن فإن الله غني حميد وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا بني إنها مثقال حبة من خردل فتكون في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور.
ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khairan, Hafiz Ra'is. That was indeed an absolutely beautiful recitation. And, you know, alhamdulillah, great achievement, especially at the age of 10. You had memorized the Qur'an-i Kareem and now specializing in Qira'ah. Indeed, it's a great blessing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Hafiz Ra'is, whilst you're online with us, it looks like over the years you've been going to school, you've been studying, you've done your Hifzul Qur'an, your Tahfizul Qur'an, Hifzul Qur'an, Qira'ah, as well, and currently you're in grade 11. And due to the pandemic, how are you coping with your schoolwork?
Alhamdulillah, it's not really that difficult for me. Islamia College hasn't gone back to school yet, but we are having online classes. We're on a bit of a break this week, but we should go back on the 12th of August, if I'm not mistaken. We'll be actually going back to school in full. Obviously, social distancing, but on the 12th of August, we will be going back to school.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you see, Jazakallah khairan to you, and please do convey our greetings, our salams, and our du'as to Ustaz Sheikh Ismail Lont, as well as Sheikh Hussein Dalvi. They have been on some of our programs on other radio stations as well. Do convey our greetings and do request du'as as well, and we hope, inshallah, in future to have you on our program again. Jazakallah khairan for joining us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Qari Ra'is Hussein joining us from Cape Town. Alhamdulillah, still a student, but I'm sure those of you that have heard the recitation, especially if in the field of qira'ah and the ulama, the qurra and the huffaz, and I'm sure you have enjoyed his beautiful recitation and especially his standard of his recitation. Absolutely magnificent. Well, that brings us already to 1421. It's time for us to take a short break. After the break, it's going to be the ulum Quran segment by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us already to around 1424. The next segment is the Ulumul Quran, and that is by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Sahib Hafizahullah with this particular segment. Indeed, very, very important for us to focus on the sciences of the Quran-i Kareem. And alhamdulillah, we have been blessed with these scholars who make it so easy for us, where it's all researched, and all we have to do is at least listen to these great scholars with their presentations. As many of us on a daily basis, we do recite Qur'an-i Kareem, and mostly in the month of Ramadan. Then you'll find others that are perhaps consistent, but it's important every day, even an ayah a day. But let's listen to this discourse by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We are still speaking on the history of the science of the Quran, the ulum al-Quran. As we have mentioned earlier, that the early scholars did not write specific books on Ulum al-Quran in general, but rather wrote separate tracts on each science of the Quran. And we mentioned a few scholars who had written some of the sciences, portions of Ulum al-Quran in different books that we had mentioned already. As we had also stated that the famous students of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had also started writing on some of the works of Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such as the scholars we had mentioned were those scholars that had taken upon themselves to study the great works of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the great works of the companions on different sciences. Finally, the scholars of the later generations started compiling all of these sciences into one single book. We must remember that the great scholars of Ibn Abbas himself radiallahu ta'ala anhu had written several works on different sciences, as it is mentioned that Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had multiple treatises, had multiple works on different sciences. Hazrat Musa Ibn Uqba said that Karib Ibn Abi Muslim has placed in front of us a camel load, or equal to a load of books that would fit onto a camel, were the books of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the science of writing itself was already prevalent in the early days of Islam, during the time and lifetime of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this, what I stated about Ibn Abbas, is really clearly mentioned in Tabaqatul Kubra of Ibn Sa'd. Also, the science of writing, whether it was in the ilm of hadith also, as we know that Al-Hassan Ibn Amr said, I mentioned a hadith to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he did not acknowledge at that time. So I reminded him that I've heard this hadith from you. On that, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if you have heard it from me, then it must be written with me. That means I have it in a written form as well. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes the hand of Al-Hasan ibn Amr and leads him to his house. And he says, I saw so many books of Hazrat Abu Huraira in his home. And when we searched for this hadith, we found this hadith written. So then he said, indeed, if I told you of this narration to you, then it is written as well by me. This is reported in Jami al-Bayan al-Ilm. One must understand that the ahadith and the science of writing had already started during the life. Though Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala himself did not write a hadith directly at the time in front of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but immediately after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has started recording all his hadith. There is a hadith in where it is stated that Abu Huraira did not record the ahadith in writing during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but later he recorded it. As per the narration recorded by Ibn Sa'd, Abdul Aziz Ibn Marwan, who was the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, wrote to Kathir Ibn Marra al-Hadarmi at Homs. He states, you have met 70 of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many of them had fought in the Battle of Badr. Write to me what you have heard of the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his companions, except those of Hazrat Abu Huraira, for they are with us. That means in a written form. This proves that Abdul Aziz ibn Marwan had the ahadith of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a written form. We do know that Hammam ibn Munabbah, a student of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had recorded several of the ahadith from Hazrat Abu Huraira, and these manuscripts were later discovered in two different museums. One was in Damascus and one was in Berlin. So the art of writing during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and immediately thereafter was already prevalent. So now, coming back to our discussion on Ulum al-Quran, we should understand that the scholars of later generations started compiling all of these sciences into one book. And thus, Here began the era of the classic works on Ulum al-Quran. The very first work on this nature were actually meant to be works of tafsir, initially. One of the first works that is reported in later reference is that of Hazrat Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Khalaf ibn al-Marzaban, who passed away in the year 309, and he had entitled his work Al-Hawi fi Ulum al-Quran. So this was among the very first that have been recorded. Inshallah, we will discuss further on some of the manuscripts and the written works on the science of Ulum al-Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, indeed, that gets interesting as we continue listening to these particular segments. And indeed, we indebted to Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Sahib for making these recordings available to us, especially for Radio Islam International and exclusively for Radio Islam International. Well, that brings us to our next break. After the break, it's going to be time for our lessons with Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin. And do remember, Sheikh had taken us through the short surahs from the Qur'an Kareem. And today will be another lesson. Last Saturday was the day of Eid al-Adha, so we all had taken a break, but now it's back to lessons as we'll be coming to the final month of the Islamic calendar for 1441, and we hope that our migration is going to be a migration where it is with the Qur'an Kareem as well as we enter 1442. Right now, it's a break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us now to 1436, alhamdulillah. We've got about 36 minutes into the program. We've heard the beautiful recital, the recitation, the qira'ah by Hafiz Qari Ra'is Hussein from Cape Town. And for that, we say jazakallahu khairan to Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah from the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town for coordinating and assisting us with the qurra, and especially the youth. And Qari Ra'is only in grade 11, but great achievements. Thereafter, it was the Ulum al-Quran segment by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman, and now it's going to be our lessons in the Qur'an Kareem with the shorter chapters, the shorter surahs from the end of the Qur'an Kareem, and that is by Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah. Finally for today, do you remember we'll be airing for the very first time on the airwaves of Radio Islam International, and this recitation was recorded in the 1980s on what was called Radio Truro right here in Durban, and that was when the presenter, very well known, a legend, Marhum Safi Siddiqui Rahmatullah Alayhi, who had hosted Qari Ahmed Lokat Sahib in the month of Zulhijjah for the recitation. And Qari Ahmed Lokat Sahib has been a student of the world-renowned Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahimahullah as well. But that's going to be the final segment. Right now, it's lessons for us to continue improving our recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, our pronunciation of the Qur'an Kareem, as well as the stops and the restarts as well. Sheikh, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
Sheikh, we say jazakallahu khairan once again for joining us this afternoon, and we're looking forward to our lessons for today, Sheikh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الظاهرين وبعد. الحمد لله, we have covered three قلز known as قل أعوذ برب الناس, قل أعوذ برب الفلق, and the week before last قل هو الله أحد. So we now focus on what is known as either سورة اللهب, in certain of the مصاحف سورة المسد. And this surah as well is a surah Makkiyah, meaning it was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Meccan period, and it consists of five verses. We will start and try and analyze the most important or all of the tajweed rules and focus on how we're going to stop, inshaAllah. Our first word is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, step back. We find the ta holding a fatha, the ba holds a shadda. The shadda, as we have said previously, means that there are two letters of the same, the first one holding a sukun and the second holding a haraka. In this case, a fatha. We will emphasize on it. تبت. The ta holding a sukun will now bring out a quality of ham. Ham means a whisper, or it refers to the fact that air will flow when pronouncing this letter. Tabbat yada. We find the mad on yada followed by a hamza. If you're looking at the 39 Quran, you'll find it followed by an alif holding a fatha. In this case, we will extend this mad four vowel sound. Tabbat yada abi. The mad on abi, only two vowel sounds. Laha bin watab. The tanween on laha bin followed by a well holding shadda. We will now read with al-idgham or penetrate. So we will read تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. The falqala at the end, this is known as the strongest form of falqala. When a letter of falqala, meaning the fa, the fa, the ba, the jim, or the dal, the ba in this case, holds a shadda. وتب. We go on to ma aghna. The mad in ma on its own holds only two vowel sounds. However, it's followed again by a hamza of the letter of mad. The 39 Quran once again, an alif. So we will extend this four vowel sounds again. Ma aghna. The ghain followed by the alif. The ghain is full, holding a sukun. The mad on ma, only two vowel sounds. Anhu, anhu, the noon taken, followed by a ha, will be read with clarity, with izhar. Maluhu, the mad on ma, only two vowel sounds, as well as on hu, only two vowel sounds. Wa ma, two vowel sounds as well. Kasab, the falqala, will again be read, however, not as much as in the previous verse, because it had shadda in that case as well. So we read ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab sayasla. This mad only two vowel counts. The spot, remember to make it full. Sayasla also has a whole quality of a tafir, meaning there's no whistling sound. Sayasla. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. The tanween on نَارًا followed by the ذَال, we will conceal the sound of the noon or the tanween. نَارًا ذَاتَ. The ذَال only two vowel counts, the mad on the ذَال, as well as لَهَبٍ فَالْقَلَى. Remember when going through, because we are allowed, here is a sword on top, with a jim, meaning it's allowed to go through there. So we can say, ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ وَمْرَأَتُهُ, instead of لَهَبٍ وَمْرَأَتُهُ. We read with الإدغام. وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبَ. Firstly, when the name is taken, there should be absolutely no sound of jerking. وَمَ. Wama, allow the lips to meet, and then go into the ra. وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبَ فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَسَدٍ. The first mad in fi, only two vowel counts. Is another mad here in jidi, only two vowel counts as well. The ha as well, two vowel counts. Hablun, the ba will hold qalqala. So there is that ibtirar, this is the sound of jerking or echo. We find hablun, the tanween, followed by a mim holding a shadda. Here we're going to read with al-idgham with penetration. Fi jidiha hablun min. Then the noon sakin followed by a mim holding a shadda. You will read again with gunna and with idgham. So instead of min masad, you read ijidha hablum min method and afdal the qalqala at the end on the dal. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa baraka walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh, once again for that lesson, a beautiful lesson for us. And we look forward, inshallah, to future lessons. And do remember us in Sheikh's esteemed du'as as well, inshallah.
Jazakumullahu khairan jazakum.
Ameen. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin from the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town joining us in the final segment. That brings us now to 14:45. And once again, this was recorded in the 1980s. So do remember the quality of the sound. It's not going to be like how it's 2020. It was recorded many years ago. The program, it was a program on Hajj at that particular time. And it was hosted by the presenter, very well-known presenter, who's now passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. That was Marhum Shafi Siddiqui. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, who was the first ever to do radio programs for the Muslim community on radio. And yes, indeed, it was a national radio. So right now we listen to this recitation, and the recitation was by our Durban's very own Qari Ahmad Lokat Sahib Hafizahullah, who's the Amir of the Islamic Education Organization of Southern Africa, the director of the Crescent Girls School, as well as the Al-Azhar School in town, as well as the trustee of the Masjid in Mayville, as well as in Parlock, as well as various institutions. And as we mentioned before, Qari Sahib is always keeping in touch, especially with the Qurra from Egypt, as that's where Qari Sahib had studied under his Ustad, the world-renowned Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahimahullah. Well, due to time constraints, we go immediately to Qari Sahib's recitation.
السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. آئیے اپنی زندگی کے کچھ لمحات سبھی کے ساتھ گزاری ہے. عید الاضحیٰ یا بقرعید کا یہ خاص پروگرام آپ کی خدمت میں ریڈیو تھورو سے شوٹ. وہی مرحلے وہی کارواں وہی راستے, مگر اپنے اپنے مقام پر کبھی تم نے کبھی ہم نے. سننے والوں کی خدمت میں السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. آئیے اپنی زندگی کے کچھ لمحات سبھی کے ساتھ گزاری ہے. عید الاضحیٰ یا بقرعید کا یہ خاص پروگرام آپ کی خدمت میں ریڈیو تھورو سے شارٹ ویو 49 اور میڈیم ویو 1400 میٹر بینڈ پر نشر کیا جا رہا ہے. کمیمریٹنگ دی ڈیٹ وی آر پریزنٹنگ دی اسپیشل پروگرام فور دا نیکسٹ ون آور. اچھا تو لیجیے, پروگرام کا آغاز تلاوت قرآن شریف سے ہوگا, جس کے لیے میں نہاد فخری کے ساتھ پیش کر رہا ہوں حافظ احمد یوسف لقاط.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وأتم الحج والعمرة لله فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله, فمن كان منكم حاضر المسجد الحرام. الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا Yeah.
That was the recitation of Qari Sahib Qari Ahmad Loket Sahib Hafizahullah in the 1980s in the month of Zulhijjah. Allah Ta'ala bless him, reward him that he continues with his dedication and commitment towards the Qur'an Kareem. And that brings us now to the end of the program. We say Jazakallah Khairan to our sound engineer Hafiz Hamad and the very best with his studies as well. Alhamdulillah, and to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International, inshallah. We'll be back with you next week. Until then, we request your du'as and we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy and blessings and through the blessings of the Qur'an Kareem to protect each and every one of us and those that are ill. Allah ta'ala grant them complete shifa. We say Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi al-asqam, that with all viruses, whatever the ailments and illnesses may be, Allah ta'ala grant us complete shifa and safety and protection. Those that have passed on, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them jannatul firdaus. Until next time, we conclude in wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.